Okay, hello everyone. This is Nudge, and we're starting Rhythm Tengoku Arcade. This is going to be uploaded a bit after the electronic games videos, but I'm recording these in advance because I want to get them over with as quickly as I possibly can so I can actually do a real stream of content. Okay, working, good. That's good, I like that. So Rhythm Tengoku Arcade is a little bit different from the actual Rhythm Tengoku on the Game Boy Advance. Mainly, the menu structure is much different. So if you want to know how the menu structure works in the GBA game, then please let me know for anyone who doesn't know. I can make a video about that, but the reason why Rhythm Tengoku Arcade is the one I'm playing now is because it's a new thing for me as well. It's going to be a new experience for me as well as for you. There's one thing that this does that I want to get to. We're going to get to briefly in a few episodes' time. Before we go on, actually, I'm going to wait for this to fade out. I'm going to show you what happens, what different things it cycles through before you press start. Because there are a few things. Oh god, what the hell? What in the hell is going on? It just turned itself down. What in the... Oh. Okay, it was like on standby or something. Anyway, this is the Rhythm Toys music. So there's that. By the way, I may actually record these as tracks at some point because I don't have them. And that happens. Okay, and then afterward, we have... I'm just gonna have to wait for this to finish, because this doesn't have a turbo. We have Karate Man Demo, which actually is playing itself, although it doesn't play for very long. You're gonna see what this is in just a minute, because this is going to be our first game. Oh yeah, and then it just fades out. Like that. And then we have this. Drum time. Unfortunately, you cannot play drums in this version. But with the Game Boy Advance, you can. So. And it's the same pattern that the demo on the title screen of the Game Boy Advance does. And then when this stops, it goes back to the title screen music. Like this. Come on, you can do it. Takes a while. There we go. So, one thing you should know is a lot of these menus that we're going to be getting into, they auto-scroll. I mean, like, auto-play. So if you don't press anything for long enough, it'll just play itself. I mean, press itself. So... Oh, not this again.
Keep up.
Oh, crap. Ninzu wo sentaku shite ne.
Keep up.
What is that? Why is it doing that? I don't understand. What's causing it to do that? I'm gonna have to wait. There we go. So, today ninzu wo sentaku shite ne. This is select your game. I mean, select how many players. Sorry. There's one or two. I'm gonna press one. Now, unlike Rhythm Tengoku GBA, where it keeps your save progress and you have to go stage by stage. Here you can press any stage, but I'm going to select stage 1 to start with. There's no rhythm test, unlike with the rhythm with the GBA version, unfortunately. So again, for the rhythm test and the menu guides, if you want to know how that works, just let me know. So this is the music we're greeted with, and we have 5 games to choose from. You can play them in any order you want, and they go away if you get a ranking of a superb, which is the best ranking. There's an okay, and there's a try again, which means they won't go away. I just didn't press anything. This is our first game, Karate Man. I hope it's... I'm not actually gonna do the really weird slowdown thing. This music is quite familiar to some people, I hope. This is what you do. You just... 1, 2. Press A. And then... After a while, you get... 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Like that. You can press start to skip the tutorial, but there's no pause function. And this is one of the few games that actually has vocal lyrics in it. You're gonna see that Karate Man in Rhythm Tengoku is a little bit different from Karate Man in other Rhythm Heaven games, because... this beat is non-stop. When you hear him say, oh yeah, that means he's fully powered up and he can punch things like that. And those rocks, which you just heard me hit there, you can only hit those if you're fully powered up. If you try to hit them when you're not, it makes a weird noise. I don't know what that was. Sense of rhythm. Awake, baby. Trust me. And then we have a little bit more. This beat is on. Stop. Blue. Hit 3. There you go. You are growing up well. Oh no, I was very close to hitting that. And hit 2. That's what happens. Now, you may think it's speeding up and it's going to get harder, but it's just that. That's all it is. Okay. Every rhythm game ends like this, and apparently I didn't do this game justice. Missed 1. Didn't like it very much. Got me an okay. Again, you can skip through this. And I'm going to go back and do that again. Hopefully, a little bit better this time. Press start. I said press start. Thank you.
Hey, baby! How's it going?
One thing that this does that the GBA version doesn't do is that pad thing that you're hearing on the right has much more vibrato on it, which makes it sound weird. Also, in the GBA version, when it says, oh yeah, it's a little bit delayed, unlike here, where it says it instantly, which makes it sound really weird when it does that. And there's that, which is a weird noise. Awake, Nagi. Trust me. Okay, here we go. Hit 3. Come on, hit 2. Yes. And 1 more. Got it. You can skip this by pressing A. Perfect. Unfortunately, this scrolls as well. Okay, so, that's out of the way. Next game is a little bit harder. It's called Rhythm Tweezers. And it has that intro, which is really cool. It also has a tutorial music of its own that you don't hear anywhere else. This is a sequence repeating game. You either press A or the D-pad to repeat the sequence. Anything on the D-pad is okay. Then there's these, which you have to hold, let go. Hold, let go, if that makes sense. You hold the button for longer. And now it's going to demonstrate that there's going to be many in quick succession. 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I didn't do that. If you're a little bit early, that happens. Okay, it let me through somehow. That is such a really cool thing to behold. Oh, it doesn't sound like crap in the arcade version. Although the sitar has a chorus on it. Don't know why. I like using the D-pad to play this, by the way. It's just pressing random buttons on the D-pad. Oh, come on. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. One, two. Oh, come on. This is where it gets hard. And I messed that up. And okay, got those. Superb. Good. Thank goodness. Okay, Rhythm Tweezers, done. By the way, the story, or the what you're actually supposed to do in this game is to pluck hairs off of onions and potatoes, which is weird. Okay, this next one is even weirder, and much harder to master if you don't know Japanese, or if you don't care to memorize words. It's Marching Orders time. This one has tutorial music of its own again. First, it's going to ask you to turn right and then turn left. To do that, you press right and left on the D-pad, like this. I'm going to fail. Turn right and turn left. And then you just press A, just keep marching. And then when you hear B, you press B to stop. I hope that made sense, because you only have to do it once. Dentai, Susumi! This one sounds much different from the GBA one. So, when you hear him say, Dentai, Susumi! You start marching. And until he yells, Dentai, Tomara! Mimiki, Ni! Right! Dentai, Susumi! Dentai! Yanamiki, Hidari, left. Now you're going to start marching for a really long time. Oh god. Don't stop. 1, 2, until. Okay. Right. And left. And you keep marching forever. I hope that made sense. I didn't fail, apparently. Timing is very lenient on this. Okay, game number 4. This one's gonna be a little bit harder. A little bit. Oh, it just cut off. That's not good. Does this have practice? I think it does. Called Spaceball. And you're just supposed to... Oh, I'm actually not the one pressing the button. It's just showing you how you're supposed to do it, okay. And now this is the real game. I see. So you just press A in time with the things, and then there's a few other things that can happen. Let me show you. When you hear this sound, you wait for an extra beat. By the way, these are also trying, this game in particular, I think, is trying to distract you with the visuals, so it's like zooming in or something, making it much harder to see if you're actually relying on the screen instead of the sound, which is something that you're not supposed to do. Two, three, four. Okay, got that. There's two things that can happen if you miss it. If you miss it a little bit, it goes boing. If you miss it too much, it goes ooh. Like this. Which I just did. I hope that's not going to cost me the superb. This last one, oh god. This last one is a big one. Two. And apparently it's a rice ball. And it fades out. These ones really like to fade out. Some of them don't have an end. Okay, superb. Good. And unlike any other Rhythm Heaven series game, Rhythm Tengoku actually has 5 games in each set, so the last game is actually a game, and not a remix, because the remix happens automatically right after you get either an OK or a superb on all 5 games. This last game is a little bit harder if you don't know the patterns, but since I've played it a bunch of times, it should be fine. It's called the Clappy Trio, and the tutorial, I think, speaks for itself. You just listen to the pattern, the beeps, and it's a little bit like Glee Club and Rhythm Heaven DS if you played it, so you wait for the other people to do it, and you're the third one in line. So you wait, like this. You hear this sound, and then one, two, clap. You have a little, slightly higher pitch clap than the others, only in the arcade version for some reason. One, two, three, so now it's a little bit faster, like this. And that's how it works. It's a little bit weird how it only asks you to do it once. One, two, three. Whee! This has one of my favorite music tracks in the whole entire game. Ew. Ew. I'm gonna shut up because this is actually quite hard. And, 1, 2, 3, 4, yes. And almost done. And done. Okay, I think that was fine. Yes, superb. Oh, I didn't actually mean to do that. Okay, remix time! Remix number one. This one is very simple, musical-wise. It starts with marching orders. Oh crap. And then switch over to karate. And then back to marching orders. Doesn't tell you to do that, by the way. Then die. And karate again. Two. One.
2.
Rare. This one's very tedious, very basic. It's always the same one. 2. And 1, 2.
Yeah.
Rare. And 1, 2, 3, 4. That's a little bit hard. And then we have this. You have to pay attention to the last one. Here we go. Oh no! Yes. And again. Something off of the beat there, I don't know what that is. And 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. But it's the same timing, it's just messed up. Well, not messed up, changed around. And then we have this. 1, 2, 3. And back to karate. Make sure to hit the... Oh, I didn't. That's what happens if you try to hit a rock when you're not able to. And 1, 2. Karate again.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hit those. Wasn't that bad. No, I got the superb. So yeah, that was set number 1. When you complete a set...
Congratulations!
That's what happens. What? What's that? Oh! Drum music! Cool. Wait, what's that? I didn't click that. What was that? What's this? Oh, it's asking me for my name, isn't it? Well, I kinda don't know. What I'm doing, so I just pressed something. So it saves. Apparently, it saves your name. I have no idea what I just entered, by the way, but I think that was an entry screen. And that was the drum lesson music, by the way. And after that, when it says "Otsukaresama, matane," after that, it just goes back to the title screen and lets you play again if you want to. But I'm gonna press escape. I don't want to. At least not for now. So, that was set 1. And I hope that you've enjoyed, and that the rest of these sets are going to be as interesting. So, I guess I'll see you then. Goodbye for now.